We'll talk about week 9 with Assemblyman Greg Hafen from Nevada 36. An overview of week 9 of the 81st Nevada legislature. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden has announced a huge infrastructure plan that would cost $2.2 trillion and raise the corporate tax rate. White House correspondent Craig Klugston reports.
The president unveiled what he called a big, bold proposal.
It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America.
Speaking in Pittsburgh, he said it's time to rebuild the nation's infrastructure and reshape the economy. He'll pay for it by raising taxes on corporations.
No one making under $400,000 will see their federal taxes go up, period.
Mr. Biden singled out Amazon and other large companies who don't pay federal taxes, promising to put a stop to that. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Pentagon has swept away Trump-era policies that largely ban transgender people from serving in the military. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the Defense Department is restoring 2016 policies on transgender service.
They prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity or an individual's identification as transgender. They provide a means by which to access into the military in one's self-identified gender, provided all appropriate standards are met.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is withholding judgment for now on allegations Representative Matt Gaetz engaged in sex trafficking.
McCarthy says it's too soon to tell whether Gaetz, who has denied the charges, did anything wrong. The allegations are currently under investigation by the Justice Department. If found to be true, McCarthy says Gaetz would then be removed from his committee assignments in the House. Gaetz is accused of having a sexual relationship with an underage girl several years ago and traveling with her across state lines. He says the allegations are untrue and that he and his family are victims of an extortion plot. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points. The NASDAQ rose 201. The S&P advanced 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 411-411 to find out how. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The FDA urges consumers, restaurants, distributors, and retailers not to drink, cook, sell, or serve real water until more information is known about the cause of illnesses related to the consumption of the alkaline water, which is manufactured by a Las Vegas-based company. Real water has been linked to multiple cases of acute non-viral hepatitis, according to the Federal Drug Administration. Nevada's eviction moratorium is being extended for another 60 days through the end of May. But Governor Sisolak says this will be the final extension of that ban. The state extension comes one day after the CDC extended the federal eviction ban through June 30th. The governor says the additional 60 days will allow for hopefully a smooth transition out of the moratorium for both renters and for landlords. Well, after 15 years, Wynn Resorts is settling the court case filed against it by its dealers. The gaming company will reportedly pay $5 million to 1,000 current former table game dealers. The dealers and Wynn management had been at odds over the policy instituted back in 2006, which shared tips with table game supervisors.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're really slow through the resort area of Interstate 15 right now. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour, beginning around Tropicana there on 15 North and from the Spaghetti Bowl on 15 South. Very slow through there. Also, you're touch and go on the 515 west of Charleston and east at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good to have you with us. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of Live and Local. It is also week 9 of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and joining us now, I'm so happy to have him on. Love it when he comes on the show. Assemblyman Greg Hafen from Nevada 36, an overview of week 9 in Carson City. And I know a lot of us have commented on the slow pace of the early going, the first 8 weeks. Are you folks any closer to actually passing bills?
Hey, Kevin, it's great to talk to you today. And
Yes and no. Are we close to passing Republican bills? I'm going to say no. Are we close to passing Democrat bills and Democrat committee-led bills? Yes. So it's not looking very good for us right now. We've literally on the assembly floor had zero Republican bills come up for a vote. But yeah, we've had 33 either Democrat bills or Democrat-led committee bills. So starting to get a little frustrating in the building. Things are starting to heat up because we do have a deadline of next Friday to get bills out of committee. So things are starting to rear up.
Are you finding, for instance, four of your bills, last time I checked, had hearings. Are you finding that you're able to get hearings, that at least Democrats will listen to what you have to say?
You know, I actually had a hearing last night on a bill regarding tobacco products. As everyone knows, President Trump pushed the effort to raise the age to 21 to purchase tobacco. And so I had some common sense, at least what myself and conservatives would think is common sense, proposals to kind of help move that forward. It's not the Tobacco 21 bill, but you'd be surprised how many of the quote-unquote health experts came out opposing my bill because it didn't implement enough fines and penalties on our businesses. And I kind of just gave them an earful right before our call and told them I'm not doing that. I'm not going to penalize our businesses for making a good faith effort just because some quote-unquote health district expert thinks it's a good idea.
And by the way, this is Assembly Bill 360, am I right, that we're talking about?
That is correct.
And what precisely would it do?
So what it would do is just say, you know, you've got a driver's license. When you go in to buy your tobacco product, let's take the human error out of the situation. You scan it. You know, I've talked to retailers, convenience stores, the Convenience Store Association. They're all on board. They like this. The vast majority of them are already using it. I want to say it's somewhere between 80 and 90% are already doing it. And so it's trying to pick up a little bit because, you know, we've got a problem with youth smoking. We've actually, in 2019, we're in violation of federal law. They haven't penalized us yet, but we're actually looking at possibly a $16 million fine for not meeting the criteria set for the federal government when it comes to selling to youth. And so I really wanted to tackle that because $16 million of federal funds is a huge loss to the state of Nevada. But I'm not willing to do something and then pass the burden and an undue burden on our small businesses because they're mostly the ones that don't have this stuff going yet. And so I'm frustrated with how the conversation went. I really wish that we'd have some, you know, more bipartisan, common sense solutions to these things. But, you know, it's just tax, 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 fine, fine, fine. And let's see if we can, you know, push more of these small businesses out of business.
That is so incredibly sad. Again, Assemblyman Gray Hafen joining us from Nevada 36 with an overview of week 9 of this 81st Nevada legislature. I've seen a number of the bills put in by the Democrats or by Democrat-led committees, and one of the things that stands out is that Democrats, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, are not really focused on issues that matter to Nevada, to constituents, to voters. It seems like they're not trying to do something good for people. Have you noticed that, at least with some of the bills you've seen in committee and some of the other bill drafts that you've seen?
Yeah, I have. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, there are always bills in this building that have unanimous support, but there have been just some absolutely far-left agenda, national agenda-type bills. You know, we had that gun bill that came, I believe, last week, and then this week I actually sat through bill presentation for sites to let people shoot up heroin and not be illegal. And one of the questions that I asked during that committee hearing is, I didn't see an age restriction there. And the answer was there is no age restriction. So that means our junior high, middle school students could now go to these sites and shoot up heroin. But they can't buy tobacco. They can't buy alcohol. They can't even buy marijuana, right? But we can now let them go and inject heroin. It blows my mind, Kevin, that's what we're actually hearing in this building right now instead of good policy.
I remember in the 80th Nevada legislature, it was as if small business people had a bullseye on their back, and now it seems that here in the 81st Nevada legislature, the Democrats are making it easier for trial lawyers to go after small businesses. What do you know about that?
Well, you're right. There seems to be some special interest going on. I hope a lot of that stuff doesn't go through, Kevin. It's sad to see, small business is the backbone of our nation. I run a number of small businesses, and I know my colleagues do too. And it just seems to be every day we're making it harder and harder for our small businesses to succeed, which is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. With the lockdown and the virus, our businesses are struggling. Our small businesses have been decimated, and a lot of them, I hope to God that they're able to survive this, but I'm afraid for them, and I feel for them, and I just say that to everyone listening tonight, shop small if you can, when you can, and try to help out the local businesses, because it's important, and it's important right now to send that message that we love our small businesses, and we want to keep them here.
And one bill, what is it, AB 124, increases the time to file a discrimination lawsuit from 180 days to 3 years? 3 years, is that right?
Yeah. Am I supposed to keep files? I mean, I keep pretty good records. But if you've been discriminated against, don't get me wrong, Kevin, I don't believe that that's an appropriate thing to do in any way, shape, or form. But there has to be a cutoff so people can't come back and file frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit. Because like you said, once that starts happening, your small businesses are going to close up shop because they can't afford to pay the attorneys to continue to defend themselves.
Boy, isn't that the truth. One of the things that we've also seen, maybe it's because the legislative building is closed and folks like me, other constituents can't even get a sniff of getting in the building, that the special interests, they know how to communicate with the Democrats, and they're getting their way. Can you talk a little bit about some of the gun legislation? I know gun special interests from all across the country are descending on Nevada, even as we speak. Can you talk a little bit about what the gun bills are doing? Are the gun bills still alive?
Well, they haven't been scheduled for workshop as far as I'm aware of. I'm kind of flipping through my notes as we talk, but I don't believe that it's got a workshop. Now, it did get a hearing. But we have made it loud and clear that bill is a no-go. We will not stand for the continued erosion of our Second Amendment. Dave Chappelle actually put it best. The First Amendment is the first for a reason, right? The second's there just in case. And that's, I'm just quoting Dave Chappelle.
I love that.
Thinking those are my words.
I love that.
Quoting the comedian here.
But for instance, AB 286, that's the bill that was dropped and within, I think, 24 hours got a hearing. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. And last week we talked about that a little bit, and I was like, well, maybe I could get a hearing in 48 hours. And that was that didn't happen, but I did get it in a week. So, I'm doing okay there. But that bill is atrocious. The fact that it would ban firearms on the entire premise. So I'm a concealed carry permit holder, and I love our Second Amendment. This bill would mean that without me even knowing, I could drive onto somebody's parking lot to go shopping, park my vehicle, step out of my car, and be arrested because they have a sign on their front door that says no guns allowed. Well, I didn't know that when I drove into the parking lot, but now because the law, they're proposing this law that I can't have it on the premise, I could be arrested for just driving into the parking lot with no forewarning of their desire not for me to have my firearm. I just bang my head against the wall some days in this building when some of these things come forward.
One of the most dangerous bills in the legislature right now is AB 321. It is the one that makes AB 4 permanent, not an emergency measure, not one generated by the pandemic. It memorializes the ballot harvesting and the at-home voting, which I think has just been just a mess. Can you tell me where we are with AB 321, and is it still alive? Is it still hanging fire? Is it close to being sent to the other house?
So, again, that's another bill for us that we are adamantly opposed to. Like you said, we heard it during the special session. We knew then, right then and there, that they were going to make this permanent. And we opposed it during the special, and we will continue to oppose it now because, Kevin, I did a little research this afternoon. I was trying to get some of the polling data on voter ID. And what I could find is that somewhere between 75% and 80% of the people think that voter ID is a good idea. And I'm like, huh, do the Democrats not need those polls? And, I'm pretty sure I need an ID to buy tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, probably not shoot up heroin. I probably don't need an ID for that one if that gets passed. But I don't understand where their mentality is in thinking that this is good policy. It's completely partisan.
Let me just ask you, all of these bills, and again, what is it, April? Is it April 9, or what's the date where they have to be out of committee?
Yeah, April 9th is the last day to move them out of committee, so we'll see how things progress. We'll probably know more Monday morning when some of the agendas get posted for that week.
And has the deadline now hit for entering new bills?
Well, leadership can still drop emergency bills. They did that last legislative session, the very last week or 2 weeks, I can't remember, of the legislative session, and that was SJR 8, which was the Equal Rights Amendment. That's really not about equal rights. It's about a lot of other things. So they could still drop emergency bills, and I believe there might be a few others that trickle out from leadership.
But by and large, what we've got now, the body of work, is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for the rest of us, that'll be it. There won't be any more additional bills coming forward.
Hey, Greg, if folks want to reach out to you, whether they live in 36 or not, because the work you do impacts people all across the state, how can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from everyone all across the state. My phone number here is 775-684-8805, or they can go to my website, Hafen, the number 4, Nevada.com. I've got my email up there, Facebook. I think my Twitter link's still there, but Kevin, I don't use Twitter anymore after they banned Trump.
Yep. You are right. Greg, it's always good, man. Thank you so much. Keep fighting that good fight up in Carson City, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
I appreciate it, Kevin. It's great to hear from you. We'll talk soon.
There you go. Assemblyman Greg Hafen, Nevada 36. And I'm just going to tell you, there's some bad, bad bills on the horizon. But you know what? Elections have consequences. We made great inroads into the Assembly and, to a lesser degree, the State Senate. But the fact is that there are going to be some really bad bills coming through. And we're going to be here You know, we talk every day about what's going on in Carson City because that is what matters to you. That is what directly impacts your life. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's hump day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear from Dr. Michael Burgess. He's a Texas congressman just back from the border. And I want you to listen to his perspective on what's going on down there. Again, he's a Texas congressman. He lives this.